we're doing the laws of Shabbat. We had discussed last time that if you have something which is a davar lach, something liquid that was completely cooked and then it became completely cold, that if you reheat it, then it is prohibited. We went with certain opinions that say that we assume it is prohibited rabbinically and not biblically, but we have to be aware that there are also opinions that say that it is biblically prohibited once it has become completely cooked. If you have let's say soup that was completely cooked and then it got cold and then you'll reheat it on Shabbos. The question is, could you enter the realm of biblical prohibition? Yesterday we went for Ashkenazim with the opinion that says not, that it would be only rabbinically prohibited. We have to be aware that there are opinions that say that you could enter that realm. And if you could enter that realm, then you have to be concerned about putting it in a kli rishon, any kli rishon that's still yatzel ledis bo. Remember, the first vessel even not on the fire. You have to be concerned about pouring from a kli rishon. We go that pouring from a kli rishon, pouring from a vessel that was on the fire, pouring from that vessel is mevashel kedei klipa, but it does cook a certain amount. So we would have to be careful when we're pouring. Let's say you have the hot water urn upstairs with water. Whatever you're going to put in the cup, let's say you have nana leaves, you cannot pour straight from that into the cup if the nana leaves are in the cup. And a kli sheni, so we said, a kli sheni technically does not have the prohibition of bishul. The kli sheni we're only concerned with kalei bishul, things that cook easily. The other things we've already explained. If something is dry, you have a piece of meat that was completely cooked, you have a piece of kugel that was completely cooked, and now it's cooled off. So even though we might have situations where we can or cannot reheat it, and that's a discussion, but you cannot transgress the biblical prohibition of cooking because it's been completely cooked, right? Now what happens if you have bread that was baked? Can you transgress the prohibition of cooking something that was baked? This is called the concept of bishul achar afia, cooking after baking. Where is this relevant? Let's say you want to put bread in your soup. Let's say bread was already baked. You don't need to toast it. It was baked. If you would toast it, so then we say en afia achar afia. You can't cook after you've cooked it once, it's cooked. And we said that when it comes to something dry, en bishul achar bishul, there's no cooking after cooking. You can't bake after it's been baked, you can't cook after it's been cooked, biblically. What about something wet? So that's what we began tonight with. Something wet, well, maybe just because you cooked the water once, maybe you could still cook it again. But what about cooking something that was already baked? So we say, it says in Shulchan Aruch, we rule that there is bishul achar afia. You could transgress the prohibition of cooking by cooking something that was already fully baked. Clear? So therefore that would mean, if let's say you have chum, and you want to put in challah, you have hot challah, or you baked something else that you want to put into the chum. So even though it's fully baked and it's hot, so you'll say, well, what's the problem? The problem would be that you could still transgress by cooking after baking.
So you can't dip your challah in your
chol? Oh, so the cholent that's in your plate is already a kli sheni, right? Or a kli shlishi. So technically that's not going to be such an issue, right? Okay, and the same thing would be with your soup. The only question is, what's a ladle? When you take soup out of the pot with a ladle, does the ladle make it into a kli sheni and then your bowl is a kli shlishi or not? So in two places, the Mishnah Brura says two different things, and we go l'chumra. And the idea is that the ladle, when it's sitting in the soup, well, it's going to get hot like the soup. You can't say that it's going to cool off the soup at all when you take the ladle out of the soup and put it in your bowl. So the first time you use the ladle, it would make sense that then the soup that you take out the first time, the ladle was still cool. You pour it into your bowl, then the bowl would be a klish lishi. But afterwards, the ladle is going back and forth, there's room to say that the ladle is not considered a klisheni, and your bowl would be a klisheni. And so long as the bowl is scorching hot, you wouldn't be able to put in the croutons or the challah. Because those are baked, and this is a klisheni that can cook.
Shkedim are baked?
So I think shkedim are baked, but it could be that they're deep fried, and then it would be a different halacha. And then we would have to wonder, how deep are they fried? Okay, so that's what we'll see for today.